so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Well, of course, that is Sleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in tonight. Well, we're going to explore various aspects of the notion of where. I borrowed this idea from the jazz guy. He's got more than 400 shows under his belt, putting together interesting and amusing shows. My attempt to address where begins with a stereotypical look at Texas and Texas music, and who better than Willie?
Somewhere in Texas, a young cowboy dreamed of the days when the buffalo roamed. And he wished he had lived then, 'cause he knew that he could have been the best cowboy the world had ever known. He went dancing that night with his San Antonio Rose, the one he would marry someday, to the music of Bob Wills and polkas and waltzes, while beautiful time passed away.
Okay, Willie Nelson. That was Somewhere in Texas, Part 1, from his Tougher Than Leather album, came out in 1988. And as I said, that's the stereotypical view of Texas with the cowboys and the Texas music with Willie. But as regular listeners to Boogie Back know, and as we will see yet again tonight, we don't rely on no stinking stereotypes on this show. So here is Fever Tree, a little psychedelic look at where do you go?
We'll be right back. Somebody somewhere told me you were gonna break my heart. Somebody somewhere told me you were gonna break me apart. I didn't listen and I didn't care. I didn't think that talk was anywhere. I didn't listen and I didn't care. Nobody told me about your Lord and friend. Find a brand new way. Somebody somewhere help me. I got to make a brand new way. I didn't listen and I didn't know. I didn't think it would hurt me so. I didn't listen and I didn't know. Nobody told me about a lowdown friend. Somewhere help me. I got to turn it around. Somebody somewhere help me. I got to get my feet on the ground. I didn't listen and I didn't care. I didn't think those talk was anywhere. I didn't listen and I didn't know. I didn't think it would hurt me so.
That set was a bit of a blast from the past. And he was Dallas native Steve Miller and Somebody Somewhere Help Me. That came from his 1972 album Recall the Beginning, A Journey from Eden. That was his seventh album. And shortly after that came out, he broke his neck in a car accident and then subsequently developed hepatitis. He did bounce back both physically and musically. His album The Joker was the next one, and that was a pretty fine commercial success. Steve was turned on to music by his father, who worked as a pathologist, but he knew people like Charles Mingus, Les Paul, whom he brought home as guests. And Les Paul actually taught Steve Miller some guitar, let him sit in on some sessions. And shortly thereafter, at age 12, Steve formed a blues band called The Marksman with his good friend Boz Scaggs. Before Steve Miller, we heard Where Do You Go from Fever Tree. Band out of Houston that originally was pretty successful regional rock and roll garage band that evolved during the mid-60s to kind of a more psychedelic band, primarily because they attended a concert by Cream in L.A., and then they were back in Houston and they saw a Jimi Hendrix concert, and that kind of prompted a psychedelic move and out to L.A. They made this self-titled album that included the classic San Francisco Girls. And this same album is kind of a weird mix of songs. They've got a cover of Buffalo Springfield's Nowadays Clancy Can't Even Sing, as well as a couple Beatles songs, Day Tripper and We Can Work It Out. And then you heard that little reference to Bolero in that song as well. So they're kind of all over the place, kind of like we are tonight in genres on Boogie Back to Texas, where we are addressing the notion of where. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host, asking and answering the questions. Thanks for listening. All right, we got a little bit of 70s rock and roll, a little country, a little 60s psychedelia. Let's go back even farther. How about some early blues? Just to show that the idea of where is omnipresent in Texas music, and for that we lead off this set of a couple songs, maybe three, concerning, shall we say, fidelity in relationships and asking the where question. We lead off with Lead Belly and Where Did You Sleep Last Night?
My girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? Come on, tell me, baby. In the pond, where the sun don't ever shine. I was shivery all night too. My girl, where will you go? I'm gone where the cold wind blows.
Where's that, baby?
In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I wish you would all night too. My girl, don't you lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night?
Come on and tell me something about it.
In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I wish you would all night too.
Shiver for me now.
My husband was a hard-working man, killed a mile and a half from here.
What happened to him?
His head was found in a driver wheel, and his body ever, never been found. My girl, don't you lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night?
Come on and tell me something about it.
In the pines, where the sun don't ever shine. I bet she will all night too.
So uptight. What did you do? Who did you see? Were you with someone who reminded you of me?
Where were you last night?
Instead,
where were you?
Traveling Wilburys, Where Were You Last Night, from their 1990 self-titled album. And probably everybody knows that the Traveling Wilburys was formed by George Harrison, and he kind of brought together ELO member Jeff Lynne, along with Bob Dylan, Tom Petty, and Texan Roy Orbison. That's why we can call him a Texas band. They originally came together to record a Harrison B-side single, and they ended up writing and recording a whole album in which they all shared the vocals. And unfortunately, Roy Orbison died from a heart attack only a few weeks after the first album was released. And this cut came from a second album that came out a couple years later, minus, of course, Roy Orbison, unless they taped him ahead of time, but I don't think so. Before the Traveling Wilburys, we heard Hughie Leadbetter, better known as Leadbelly. Where'd you sleep last night? Leadbelly was born in Louisiana, but his family moved to Bowie County, Texas, which is the most northeastern county in the state. And that happened when he was about five. He was in and out of prison for a variety of crimes, twice allegedly pardoned by different governors because they liked his singing. And even though he's known these days as a pretty influential blues musician, early on he made a little bit of money because of his status as a folk singer. Richard Wright, the author of Black Boy and other books about the plight of African Americans in the late 19th to mid-20th century, befriended Leadbelly, called him a heroic figure in his columns in the Daily Worker, where Wright was an editor. Leadbelly was the king of the 12-string, and he played this giant Stella 12-string. Let's hear one more question, this one from one of my all-time favorite writers, songwriters, James McMurtry. And Where'd You Hide the Body?
You look across the table with those guilty eyes. So many mornings now I shouldn't be surprised. When you lash out at me and you scream out in the night, what could you have done to get in such an awful fright? Is it all that bad that you think I shouldn't see? Well, who are you gonna talk to if you can't tell me? Where'd you hide the body? Where'd you stash the loot? Just keep your hands where I can see them so I don't have to shoot. Smoking pistol at your side, but you swear it's not the one. Where'd you hide the body? Where'd you get the gun? Where'd you hide the body? Where'd you get the gun? Intently straight ahead, pretending I'm not here. And you look me in the eye and say it's not about us. And you tell me I'm so silly to be making such a fuss. So everything's okay except you're nervous as a cat. Well, what's it say about me that you think I'd fall for that? Come on. Where'd you hide the body? Where'd you stash the loot? Just keep your hands where I can see them. Maybe I won't shoot. There's a smoking pistol at your side, and you swear it's not the one. Where'd you hide the body? Where'd you get the gun? Where'd you hide the body? Where'd you ditch the gun? Keep your hands where I can see them. Make no attempt to run. You used to always throw me off your trail.
James McMurtry with Where'd You Hide the Body? Came from his album of the same name, released back in 1995. James is the son of English professor and writer Joke Scott and Larry McMurtry, author of the Lonesome Dove series, The Last Picture Show, Terms of Endearment, and a whole bunch more. Larry died recently, March 25th, 2021. Movies from his works earned, check this out, 34 Oscar nominations, and the Lonesome Dove series earned 18 Emmy nominations. He was a creator and owner of the largest collection of books in this country, all in Archer City, Texas, about 25 miles from Wichita Falls. James has a couple dozen albums out, and most nights when he's in Austin, he plays at the Continental Club at midnight on Wednesday, right after John D. Graham's set. Note to self. Go to Austin on a Wednesday. Listen to songs from Texas musician related to the notion or question of where. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for listening. You know, next up, we're going to continue in this really kind of the sad loss of love motif. These, though, will be a little bit less rancorous and suspicious and more about just about lost love. So we're going to lead off with the best, sing the best, or one of the best love songs. But I call it one of the best, not just because of its sadness and clarity about that, but more so, I think, because of the strength it demonstrates in the face of loss. And can you tell I like the song? Here's Guy Clark with She Ain't Going Nowhere.
Standing on the gone side of leaving, she found a thumb and stuck it in the breeze. She'll take anything that's going close to somewhere she can lay down and live it like she'd please. But she ain't going nowhere, she's just leaving. She ain't going nowhere, she can't breathe in. And she ain't going home, and that's for sure. She's not sitting down and crying on her suitcase. She has no second thoughts by the road. But she's got feelings that need some repairing, and she did not give a damn that it showed. But she ain't going nowhere, she's just leaving. And she ain't going nowhere, she can't breathe. That's for sure. And the wind had its way with her hair, and the blues had their way with her smile. And she had a way of her own, like prisoners have a way with a file. And she ain't going nowhere, she's just leaving. And she ain't sure. She ain't going nowhere, she's just leaving. She ain't going nowhere, she can't breathe in. She ain't going home, and that's for sure. And she ain't going home, and that's for sure.
You keep asking where I get off. Come to think of it, this is my stop. This is where I go.
Beth Wood with Where I Go from her album The Long Road, released back in 2018. Pretty strong statement from her there as well. She grew up in Lubbock, went to the same high school as Buddy Holly, Lubbock High School, and she proudly told me that after her show with Islander and fabulous singer-songwriter R. Lee James. Beth lived in Portland for quite a while, is good friends with Jeffrey Martin, whom we've played on the show quite a few times, as well as Anna Tibble, Jeffrey's life and musical partner. Beth now lives in Eastern Oregon, and she continues to write some songs and play, and she continues to write good poetry. She's won a few awards with her poetry. Before Beth, we heard Guy Clark and his song She Ain't Going Nowhere from his 1975 album Old Number One, because it was the first album that he had. Sammy Smith, I believe, was on the backup vocals. I recently learned that VOV's own Truman O'Brien, he of the Tuesday Morning Scramble fame, VOV board member and pilot of the small plane with engine failure that he was able to bring down with no injuries to either himself or co-pilot Craig Bellis. Truman was born in Monahans, Texas, same hometown as Guy Clark. We lost a great singer, songwriter, master luthier, and mentor to countless other songwriters when Guy passed away in May of 2016. You are listening to songs from Texas musicians that relate to the notion of where, and I swiped this idea from Bill Wood, the jazz guy, whom you can hear most Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock I'm your host, Boogie Back to Texas, the idea thief, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. Okay, we've had some sad love songs, so we need to provide a little bit of nearly equal time to some more uplifting ones, and we do that with Erin Ivey from Austin, Texas, leading us off with a song off of her brand new album. Here's Erin with Where Have You Been All My Life? Colvin with Anywhere You Go from her 2001 album A Whole New You, and this is the album that came after her breakthrough album A Few Small Repairs, and that was Album of the Year, and the song Sonny Came Home won Song of the Year that year, and that album was her breakup divorce record, and then she got remarried, she had a child, so A Whole New You is truly a new Sean Colvin, and more about marriage and family and less about head over heels falling in love and some of the nasty stuff that comes out of some divorces. Her perspective clearly changed with that album. And before Sean, we heard Aaron Ivey, also from Austin, Texas, and Where Have You Been All My Life, from her brand new album, Solace in the Wild. I first heard of Aaron through an incredible coffee table picture book called The Sound of Austin from Matthew Sturdivant, a really good photographer. There are about 100 portraits of Texas musicians, including a cheeky one, if you know what I mean, of Aaron. And I started to listen to Aaron's music and really, really liked her voice and her songwriting. And in fact, her song Chocolate, sung partially in kind of a sultry French, won a 2020 Fletchie Award. Check out her new album, Solace in the Wind. It's a good one. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas, where tonight we are listening to songs related to the idea of where. And I am your host, Jeff Fletcher, pursuing answers and questions. Thanks for listening.
VOV programming support is provided by the Vashon Island Golf and Country Club, now accepting new members with options available to fit your family's needs. A one-year trial membership is also available for a limited time. Call 206-463-9410 for pricing and details on a membership suited to your family. Public guest play is welcome on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturdays after 12 noon.
Well, thanks, folks. And thanks to you listeners who are members of the Voice of Vashon. You keep us on the air, and we like that. Well, next up, we got a bit of a love song, but it's really maybe not really about another human being. And consider the singer, consider the song. Here's Willie Nelson, along with Emmylou Harris, and Everywhere I Go.
I'll take you with me everywhere I go. I'll put you in my pocket, who will know? Right next to my heart at every show. I'll take you with me everywhere I go.
Everything that I know is wrong. Am I right if I say I didn't know that you knew all along? Put me on the hot seat, put me on the spot. Tell me I'm in trouble, tell me I'm not. It feels so good I might be right where I belong. If anything but life was fair, if it's dog eat dog and cat eat cat, I might never see the light until I eat my hat. I'm caught between the day and night, and pretty mama, I don't care.
good I might be right where I belong.
You can tell me I'm crazy, baby, that's all right with me. 'Cause crazy in love is crazy as a man can be.
That was Steve Wesson on Musical Saw joining the Flatlanders with Right Where I Belong from their classic 2002 album Now Again. Flatlanders are Joe Ely, Jimmie Dale Gilmore, and Butch Hancock, and their verses were in that order as well. All three were high school classmates at Monterey High School in Lubbock, along with Terry Allen, Joe Harvey Allen, and some others. They started their band back in 1972, didn't have a whole bunch of success, and then they went off and each had some solo success. Then they came back together again, and they did that album Now Again, and a couple more albums. And by the way, Jimmie Dale Gilmore and VOV's own Richard Rodgers, along with Richard's wife Susan, were in an ashram together in Denver for a spell. We let off this set with Willie Nelson and Emmylou Harris and Everywhere I Go from Willie's 1998 album Teatro, an ode, at least in my interpretation, to Willie's favorite recreational pastime, except for golf. And it reminds me of the time I played at Willie's golf course outside of Austin for the first time, and a friend of mine said he was going to go into the pro shop, get a scorecard, and a joint. Asked me if I wanted one, and I said, well, I'm going to take the scorecard, but not the joint. This game is hard enough without that. And we were on the back nine, and there's this road that runs along the right-hand side, one of the holes on the back nine. I hit my ball in that direction, not on the road, fortunately. And along this road comes this really old, early 50s black Cadillac going almost just walking speed. The driver slumped way down in the seat, and a huge billow of smoke coming out of that driver's window, and it was Willie. Kind of looked out, and he said, having fun at Willie World, boys? And how can you not? Quite a place. Just a nine-hole golf course, but it's pretty silly around there, too. We're listening to songs related to the notion of where on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and I appreciate you listening in tonight. I wonder how many of us sometimes feel like we're on the nowhere road. And we have two nowhere roads tonight. The first is from Fastball, which was a band out of Austin. The original name was Magneto USA. And the song is from their second album, All the Pain That Money Can Buy, that brought in a couple Grammys. And they've had five albums since then. And we're going to follow that nowhere road with one from Steve Earle and go right out the door of Boogie Back to Texas on Nowhere Road. Here's Fastball.
There's trouble on the subway. There's something on the track. There's a dead end waiting and we can't go back. So take it. Open wide.
go nowhere just brings you back again. Leaves you lonely and cold, standing on my shoulder, but you come to fight a go back home, so you're walking on a nowhere road. Some folks say if you're going, the keeper at the gate is blind, so you better be prepared to pay.